I can't walk anymore. Why are we so far?
You got it.
Come on.
Come on, you got it.
I don't want to do this, man.
Just keep moving. You got this.
Me and Chantel are going to our therapy, and we don't know how it's going to be like, so we're not necessarily looking forward to doing all that this is going to take.
Chantel and Carlton?
Yes.
Come right on back.
Me and Carlton have never had therapy before, so we don't know what to expect from it and what all is involved in it.
Have a seat wherever you're comfortable, guys. So, Chantel and Carlton, it's so nice to have you guys here today. Tell me a little bit about your lives growing up. Who were y'all raised with?
My mom.
Mom?
And my dad when we were younger.
Okay. What was that like for you as kids?
There was a lot of, like, abuse and stuff like that.
Really? So, basically, you're saying that you guys grew up in domestic violence to
yes.
a certain extent.
Mm. It was more towards my mother.
Okay.
But we, like, kind of was there, so.
What do you want to say, Carlton?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing? What do you remember about life growing up?
You know, summer, school, stuff like that.
I can definitely see that it's difficult for you to talk a lot about your childhood, but growing up in domestic violence, the fear and the unpredictability that that creates, in turn, creates for a lot of people a dependence on food because it does provide comfort. Is that anything that either of you have experienced?
No.
I don't think that, you know, my past is why, you know, I became this size. I got like this because I was lazy and because I didn't care about the future. I didn't care about anything, you know, so.
You're describing is depression. Carlton, have you been treated for depression in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Are you currently taking medication for depression?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's doing good now. He has a girlfriend who we love. And, you know, she's a good motivator, too.
You're just telling all his business, Chantel.
He don't talk. Listen. How do we get help?
And so you do have someone special in your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay, you know. I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're fine. Carlton, how do you feel like growing up in domestic violence impacted the sibling relationship between you guys?
It made us closer. You know, I was able to rely on my older sister a lot.
Yeah. And so what's the relationship like today?
We're close. I think we're close. And he's, like, really, like, close to my children.
I'm really happy for the both of you because you have this valuable sibling relationship.
Mm-hmm.
However, what you guys can't have is a sense of codependency.
Yeah.
You each have to be self-focused and self-driven. And also, while I want you to focus on developing your autonomy, there's going to be times when you are together. And so grocery shopping together for healthy foods could be something that you all do together. Okay. And Carlton, some homework for you. Focus on your romantic relationship, thinking about what you want your next move in life to be.
Okay.
Chantel, I want you to shift your focus a little from Carlton because he's not one of your kiddos.
I agree. I gotta let him be grown. I just always felt the need to protect him, so.
But he doesn't need protecting anymore.
Right.
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, guys, I really appreciate the two of you being here today to talk to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
That was a little harder than I was thinking it would be. I guess I have things I don't want to talk of, but I don't think about them to realize it. Food has helped me avoid that. So I know changing that won't be easy, but I think a big help for me is having Monica to help me with becoming more separate from my sister so we can stop enabling each other because I know we'll have to get extreme and do things we should have done but couldn't before we get any worse.
I think many of Lola's thoughts and ideas make sense to me. In a lot of ways, I felt responsible for Carlton almost all his life And the only thing I may like more than eating myself is seeing Carlton happy and how food makes him that way. So I end up hurting him when I try to be loving to him. And that's never my intent, and it hurts my heart to think that. So I have to change that to help him and me. And I'm ready to do the things I need to make sure I go in the direction that I need for myself and for Carlton to start being a solution instead of part of a problem for him.